Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Said, Didn't I Make Both Heaven and Earth? God is saying that to us today. Didn't he make heaven and the earth? He is the creator of heaven and earth. Today we're reading the book of Acts, chapter 7. And I would like to encourage you to read the Bible with me every day. I post scriptures on Facebook. You can join our Bible book club by going to the Bible Book Club in my Facebook and in that group and make a request, and I can put you in that group and you can follow us for a year. We started January, we read the Bible in 1 year. Started January and end December 31st. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about whether you read all the scriptures every single day. Some people get busy, some people have jobs, and so they can't read all the time every day. So don't worry about it, because you will get back to that next year. It's an ongoing journey, reading the Word of God, getting to know Jesus in the New Testament, and getting to hear everything that God has for you. Everything that you need in your life is in that Word. And God is the one who made us, just like he made the heaven and the earth. The Bible says he also made human beings. And I don't know any other God who said that and who can prove that they have done. They made the human race. But God said he made man and woman. Can you imagine? Okay, we're reading Acts chapter 7, and this is a disciple who followed the prophet, and he was a man that was a very good Christian man and a leader, and God gave him a ministry of healing, and he prayed for people. People got healed, and he was an evangelist. And so one day, the leaders of the church came to him and questioned him about his faith. And so this is what he's telling them, the leaders of their church. Okay. Our father, Stephen is his name, said, our fathers in the desert rejected Moses and wanted to return to Egypt. He's telling the story about how his ancestors got to Jerusalem and how God led them out of Egypt and ended up in the promised land. Okay. So our father in the desert rejected Moses and wanted to return to Egypt. This is when the nation of Israel was out of the desert. So they asked Aaron, that's Moses' brother, to make them a calf idol, and they sacrificed to it and rejoiced in this thing that they had made. Moses was up in the mountain. He didn't come for 40 days. They got anxious, and they told Aaron, we want to go back to Egypt where we came from, because we don't know where Moses went, and we need a leader. Then God turned away from them and gave them up because they made an idol in the desert. Instead of trusting God to get them through the desert, they wanted to give up and go backwards. And doesn't that sound like us sometimes? And so he let them serve the sun, the moon, the stars as their God. In the book of Amos, prophesied, the Lord asked, was it to me you were sacrificing during those 40 years in the desert, Israel? No, your real interest was in your heathen gods, Saku, the star god Tiwe, and all the images that you made. So I will send you into captivity far away beyond Babylon. Our ancestors carried along with them a portable temple or a tabernacle through the wilderness. In it, they kept the stone tablets which the Ten Commandments were written on them. This building was constructed in the exact accordance with the plan shown by Moses the angel. Years later, when Joshua led the battles against the Gentile nations, this tabernacle was taken with them into their new territory and used until the time of King David. God blessed David greatly, and David asked for the privilege of building a permanent temple for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who actually built the temple. However, God does not live in temples made by human hands. The heaven is my throne, says the Lord through his prophet, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of home could you build, asked the Lord. Would I stay in it? Didn't I make both heaven and the earth? This is God's reply to what was going on. And this man was talking to the Pharisees, the leaders of the church, and he's explaining to them, which they knew already. They know this story because they had the Bible. They had the Old Testament that they could read about how God led Moses and the people out of Egypt and then what they went through. And David's desire was to make God a temple, but his son was the person who actually did make that first temple. But the question here is, God doesn't live in things made by human hands. That's what he says. He doesn't live in buildings. He lives in heaven. God is in heaven. But he sent his son for us to save us so that we could get back in right standing with him. Right? And that's a whole big story. We're not going to go there today. We've been going through that area and continue to talk about that at every session. But for today, we're talking about God, who lives in heaven, and he said heaven is where his throne is, and his foot is on the earth. Can you imagine? One day soon, friends, God created heaven and the earth. Mother Nature did not create the earth. The Bible says God created the heaven and the earth. Where's the proof that Mother Nature built this world? It's a lie. One day soon, Jesus will come back and will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you read the Bible, the last book that you're going to read is all about Jesus coming back to this earth and living here for 1,000 years. You want to know more about that? Text me, and we are going to get to that point and read that part in the book of Revelation probably towards the end of the year. But you know what? You don't have that time. We might not have that time. You can go to the book of Revelation now and read it. At least the last three chapters, and you'll find out what he said about him coming back and living on this earth for 1,000 years. Prove me wrong. Go and read it, and if I'm not telling you the truth, you can come back and let me know what you think about that last three chapters in the book of Revelation. There's only 20 chapters in there, and the last three is about Jesus coming back and living on this earth. Amen. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And the question for me to you is, are you ready? Are you ready? If Jesus was to come back in this, the end of this year, and you knew he was coming on December 31st, would you be ready? We need to be ready. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says, God raised Jesus up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name which is above every other name. What is that name? That the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on the earth, and anything under the earth, whatever's under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And you know, this is not the only scripture that says that. There's many scriptures where it says that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you like to know this Jesus? Bow your head and pray. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know you will come back one day. I believe it, even though I don't understand it. But by faith, I believe that you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords, and you are coming back. Save me. Cleanse me from all my sins. Make me into a new creature, a new person, someone that can give you glory and praise your name. I don't like who I am. I want to be a better person, and only you can help me do that. I thank you for saving my sins. I thank you for washing away my sins, and also, Lord, for forgiving me. If you can forgive me, and Lord, you forgive me, I forgive anyone who has hurt me. And I thank you for salvation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really meant it, would you let me know? I would love to help you to come to the next level in your Christian walk. Amen. Amen.